creatives of culture, to push them out is to do our city a disservice. What gives me hope in the continual is the continual creation of DIY spaces that fight to make space for creatives. We support each other by listening and doing the work. Doing the work means being on the ground. Engaging directly with artists gives you a way to understand our needs and leaves no room for assumptions of what they need. Doing this work is ongoing and transformative. And I would like to use the rest of my time to highlight some more quotes taken by Suba's questionnaire. They're quotes directly from artists. We need more affordable studios, galleries, and performance spaces throughout inner Portland neighborhoods where all the artists have been pushed out. Not all artists' needs are the same. It is important to have a variety of voices talking about affordability. Artists have also spearheaded gentrification processes, and it is important to avoid that. I personally feel strongly about not being instrumentalized as an artist in the kind of urban development that is causing displacement in the city. I hope that the city can continue to work with organizations like RAC to continue to support artists here in Portland. Thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate your being here.
Thank you.
Thank you all so much for having me here. Thank you for inviting me. Thank you, commissioners, for making time to hear from us. I know how many voices you have to listen to, so I really take this opportunity. And I'm going to take this opportunity, I think, to really use my time as much as possible. I wasn't born here. I wasn't born in Portland. I'm not from Oregon, but this is where I'm from. I'm originally from Mexico, and I immigrated as a very early child and was part of a Mexican migrant family that went from Mexico to California. I didn't know there was a difference between Mexico and the United States until later in life when I realized that that very long commute wasn't normal. So for me, I see a kind of bond in Americas for our people. About 18 years ago, I came here and didn't know that Portland was going to be my home. I was lucky enough to be connected with the old guard of the Portland art world. So I received mentorship and help to get where I am. 18 years later, I have been teaching at PNC now for, since 2007, so 11 years. In 2010, I became the college's first inclusion specialist when we realized that our white-dominant art school and our white-dominant culture in art needed somebody to really dismantle that and face it head on and confront the issues that keep people of color, transgender people, queer people, poor people from art. What I learned is over the last, 7 years is you can't do that work alone. So I'm so proud to be sitting here with Maya and Suba to do this work with you all. You're not alone doing this work either. RAC's not alone. We're here together. And like Maya said, doing the work means being on the ground with us all the time, not just when there's a photo op or when it benefits the displacement of people as gentrification. As artists, we're aware of the role we play in the displacement of people, and we need your help to really contend with those forces. We can't do it alone. I've served both as on the Public Art Advisory Committee. I've served on the Murals Committee for RAC. I've served on various election committee for TriMet. And I got to say, we keep using the same systems and structures to invite people to do this work. And we keep being surprised that new people don't come in the door. So I really need your help to think about how do we navigate these systems and structures that preclude a lot of us. And then how do we begin to undo the insidious history of racism and white supremacy in our city by centering on our stories? I think this is where public art has such a vital role to play. So instead of us centering on history, we must really strive to center on our stories. There's not one way to do that. But it does begin with showing up and interacting with us in the way that I've seen you in our community. I see you at events. You don't know that it's me because I'm wearing a Mexican wrestling mask, but I can see you. And again, I think over the last 18 years, I've come to see Portland be a place that really welcomes artists, makes a place for them. But it's difficult to move beyond being an emerging artist. There's only so many like portfolio building and like resume building opportunities that young artists can take. And I got to say, as a mid-career artist, this constant reinvention is exhausting. But Portland's let me build success in the face of all that uncertainty. Enough to where in my late 30s I became a citizen here. And now the place I used to go to renew my green card is where I go to help our community liberate themselves from ignorance and fixed mindsets. And I would say over the last 18 years, I've learned that if we truly want to get to a more diverse, inclusive, and equitable Portland, we must tend to social justice. And we've erased so many voices from the past that we can't get there. So I really look at the work that we're doing here in City Hall, the work that we're doing at the art schools, at college, at the schools K through 12, as being vital for our citizenry to understand how to do that work of telling our stories. No longer do we need representatives to speak for us, and no longer do we need to center on the art that we make. I'm looking at your help, Chloe, to really do this paradigm shift, where I think we've gotten really used to thinking about art as an object that we collect and we take care of as stewards. But in the last 100 years, we've shifted away from that. And I think really why we keep asking for affordable housing, affordable food, affordable transportation, is that for us to make things that look like art and culture, we need to thrive first. And really, I want to ask you to not make us suffer for help first. Don't put us through bureaucracy to prove that we need resources. So many of us are not interested in making anything that looks like something you can quantify and sell. So we realize that you're taking a big risk on the innovation that we have to offer you. But we invite you to this joyful and urgent labor of facing uncertainty. Because the state of the arts is that urgent is the new normal. We live in an age of broken communication, brinksmanship, and environmental degradation. So we're no longer waiting for people to save us. As leaders in our community, as transformative leaders, we expect the people in this room to model the behavior they want to see in our community. And so I want to invite you, with the minute I have left, to join us to our openings, to our talks, to the lectures that we hold. Don't make an appointment. Just show up. We're open all the time. And we'd like to have a human-to-human connection with you to invite you into this deeper, heavier work that we're doing. We need your help. And we thank each of you for the time and commitment that you've put into this work. And want to invite you to share that, not just burden with our community, but realize that a lot of us aren't waiting for white saviors anymore. And we're ready to have a lot of uncomfortable and direct conversations about power. And I think that's what RAC was intended to do, that what the Arts Commission was meant to do, for us to really look at the world that's hidden in front of us and to have more difficult dialogues about the work at hand. Thank you all for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Colleagues, any questions or comments you'd like to share?
I just have one comment, because that was a really provocative statement, and I appreciate it. And in many respects, I think it was a courageous statement as well. This has been on my mind, and so I'm glad that you surfaced it here today. I started my day, I'll sort of give you the mindset that I'm coming from at the moment, with Dr. Arun Gandhi, who is here visiting City Hall. He's the grandson of Mahatma Gandhi, and he's come back to Portland, and he's going to be, I believe, at Madison High School. He's going to be at the First Vancouver Baptist Church, and he's going to be talking to a couple of other groups. And his visit is really about the question of how do we reengage as people? How do we put, not put our differences aside, but how do we engage thoughtfully and intentionally those differences in a way that's respectful and brings us together as a community? We're different, but we're part of a community, and how do we really celebrate that reality? And as I was listening to some of the conversations about accessibility to the arts and the Northwest Deaf Arts festival that took place in June. Red Door was mentioned, and I know a number of us have gone to, I'll call it the sequel to Hands Up. It's not truly a sequel, but it fits nicely with Hands Up, which was last year. This year it's called Cop Out, and it was a very, very provocative performance that I had the opportunity to see this weekend, and there was a community dialogue afterwards. And I realized that art can actually bring that conversation in a way that politics can't. Right now, people are just, they're wearing a red shirt or they're wearing a blue shirt, and you're either with me or you're against me. And it's become silly to the point of becoming dangerous. And so we have to look for other ways to communicate and come together and express, as you said really eloquently, our stories, not just the history, but the stories. Who are we as a community? Where do we share? Where do we differ? What are our different histories, traditions, backgrounds, lived experiences? And why are we who we are? And in many respects, I think we're in the right place at the right time to have this conversation. So I just want to applaud the comments that you all made on that, in that regard, and thank you. That really is what was on my mind. Thank you.
You know, I think we probably all have some comments, so why don't I make a motion to adopt the report, and then in accepting the report, we can all take a turn at. So I move the report.
Second. Commissioner Fish moves adoption of the report. Commissioner Saltzman seconds the report. And Carla, as a courtesy, I'd like Commissioner Udaly to please cast the last vote.
Sure. Fritz. 10 years ago, the RAC presentation was not like this. It was not nearly as inclusive in any way, shape, or form. And so kudos to you who have worked so hard to make that. I mean, I've just been focused on the racial equity plan and all of the grants that have gone to not the usual suspects, so that we call, although I like to call the usual suspects, the longtime community stalwarts who we still need to support. It's not a case of either or, it's both, and it's all of us together. And I'm glad that you're not waiting for white savior leadership, because that has not worked so well for the last 150 years or so. As I was thinking during your comments, I didn't choose to become a citizen until I had been in Portland 5 years. Not for the 7 years before that, I had no wish to become an American citizen. When I got here, this is home. And so thank you to all of you who have created this home, where art is not necessarily something that's bought and sold or given or a thing to hold onto or put on the wall. It's a state of mind and it's a culture that we have here. And so I appreciate that. I don't always understand it, especially now neither my daughter nor my husband are living in my house. I have less of the artist side, even though they're both scientists as well. But it's important work, and thank you very much. Thank you for your comments on including accessibility as well as racial equity. The two, I believe, must go hand in hand, and I am looking at how can we reinvigorate the Office of Equity and Human Rights to be a better partner to communities. I'm glad that they helped you and partnered with you in your racial equity plan. There's so much more for all of us to do. So it takes all of us to do it. So another reason that I'm glad that you're not waiting for any particular leadership, we can't do it by ourselves. It takes all of us. And so that's why we fund the arts, and that's why we put millions of taxpayer dollars into RAC. And let's be clear, that is going to continue to happen, and it happened throughout the recession when it was really, really hard to prioritize that, and we did. So we're going to continue doing that. I do believe that we need to make the arts tax in particular more less regressive and more progressive. I think there's many things that we could do with that, and that's a case of I don't think we should go back to the voters to ask permission for something that which we don't have to go back to ask permission for. We could just do it. And so that's something that I kind of challenge you to look at. There's so much more we can do, and it does take funding because starving artists should not be starving, and I think I say that every year, that it's a profession and it's a vocation just like many other worthy causes. So thank you very much for all of your work. Keep it up. Aye.
Fish?
Well, Commissioner Fritz just said that this report is fundamentally different than one we would have had 10 years ago. Commissioner Udaly's been on the job for a month, and I would say it's the best report we've ever had. So I want to congratulate everyone who had a hand in this. But I want to begin by thanking Mike Golub for his tenure on the board and his leadership. It was a pleasure to work with him. Linda, you've picked up the baton and you've moved forward, and it's been a pleasure working with you, and we look forward to building on that relationship. And congratulations on the search that you oversaw. I'm confident, based on the candidates that we had a chance to meet, that we're in good hands, however you make that call. So congratulations. To Jeff Hawthorne, Jeff, you've done a magnificent job keeping the organization moving. And, you know, sometimes interim leaders are just caretakers. You have not been a caretaker. You have moved the organization forward. And for that, we owe you a debt of gratitude. Thank you for your work. I have to say that, when I asked a number of months ago if it was possible if this remarkable young woman could join us and perform, I didn't know that was possible, but I think we were all blown away by this 9-year-old. And when I saw her at Portland Playhouse stand in front of the audience, and she sang a number of songs, but she sang this song, it deeply moved me. And she's a remarkable young person. And I think it's worth noting, according to your report, that Portland Playhouse this past year received $26,000 in general operating support. So when people ask, where does the art tax go and where does the public investment go, $26,000 is a good start to one of our many distinguished neighborhood-based arts organizations. I want to thank both of our creative laureates for being here. You know, we've had two creative laureates in our history. We started with Julie Keefe. Julie, would you please stand and take a bow, because we owe you a debt of gratitude for... Julie was our first, and now Suba is our second. And Suba, you have brought a unique perspective and energy and dynamism to this job, and we really look forward to the continued partnership. And thank you. Thank you for your work. I want to thank two people on my team, Jamie Dumphy and Asena Lawrence, who are working on the arts. They're passionate about a lot of things, including arts affordability. And we have a lot of work to do, but that report was a really solid product, work that was developed with the community. And it actually gives us a set of recommendations to implement on an annual basis. And I'm cautiously optimistic we're going to make some progress on affordable art spaces. And there's some things in the pipeline that I think are pretty exciting. I want to thank the RAC leadership for, in the report, embracing a number of things, including the recommendations of the audit. I thought the audit overall was a very healthy exercise. It was the first audit ever of RAC. And whether one agrees or disagrees with all the recommendations, I think it's a healthy exercise to have an outside independent body come in and say, here's some things you need to think about. And I think there's a unique opportunity for your new leader to come in and work with the community on a new strategic plan. I mean, I think we heard from all the voices today that the community is dying to step up and help shape that new vision for how we're going to approach the arts the next 25 years. And what a perfect platform for the new leader to come in and lead that effort. So we're very excited about that. And finally, I think what you're going to hear today is broad support on this council. Support on this side of the dais means that we continue to fund you at robust levels, that we don't get satisfied with existing funding, that as new resources become available, we invest in what RAC is doing. You know, we can talk about the fact that Portland provides disproportionate share of the resources, and we can strategize about how to bring Clackamas County and Washington more robustly into the mix. But the truth is that no matter what you call RAC, Portland is still going to be the leader in providing funding. And we're going to be the leader in providing support for your mission. And we should take pride in that. And I'm confident that as long as Chloe continues in this role and with the support that she has from me and others on council, that we'll continue to be a council that proudly prioritizes arts and culture. And watch us closely, because those are decisions that have to be made at budget time and also when you make asks. But what I'm hearing today is very encouraging, and I think this report has really gone a long way to making the case for why you've earned not only our support at the current levels of funding, but over time we should be looking at continuing to invest in your good work. So thank you, and thank you to all the people who joined us today. I'm very proud today as my, I won't call it my last official act because we've already passed the baton over, but I'm very proud to support this report and accept it. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I too want to thank Jeff Hawthorne and Mike Golub for their outstanding leadership. Jeff, you've always been available to bring me up to speed on arts issues, which usually occurs right around re-election time when I'm being interviewed by the Arts Pack. So thank you for that. And Mike, you're just a great guy. I'm a big supporter of the arts, but I do want to say, you know, this will be my last arts report. And, you know, my admonition to you and to my colleagues is don't play too coy with the arts tax, because you're going to push voters over the brink. So we're already, I'm sure shortly after I leave, there is going to be an effort to increase the administrative expense limit for the arts tax that voters didn't mean 5% when they adopted a measure that said a 5% administrative cap. It's going to be increased because we don't have to go back to voters. Commissioner Fritz, you just alluded to another major change from the voter intent. The voter said $35 per resident. They said nothing about, despite all the merits of a progressive tax, they said nothing about that. So you're coming across to a lot of people as being afraid of the public, that, wow, we barely won that thing. You actually won it quite handily, and I supported it. But you're acting like you barely won it. We don't dare trust the public with another vote on this because, frankly, we're too scared. You know, and people are fed up. I mean, anybody who listens to talk shows, talk news, radio shows, the news, knows that people are more fed up. The thing that angers them the most is the notion that government is deciding what's best for them, whether it's in your womb or in your tax book, your checkbook. So I would urge you to really stop playing these games, because it may backfire. It may not backfire on the arts tax, but it may backfire on the next city affordable housing bond measure or the next iteration of the children's levy, where voters feel so frustrated that what they say in writing doesn't seem to be reflected in what happens in fact. And they take it out on us. So that's my admonition to you, is don't be afraid of voters. They've been quite generous to all of us over the years, and I think they know what's best. So again, thank you to all of you for your great work. Aye.
Wheeler?
Well, I want to thank everybody who was part of today's presentation. I found it provocative. I found it interesting. And believe it or not, I even found it fun. So thank you for that. I'll just be very brief. There's many ways that we can help support the arts. And one obvious way is to continue to support RAC, to continue to provide the strategic guidance that we provide as the city partner. And I know Commissioner Udaly will continue the fantastic work that Commissioner Fish has been engaged in for a number of years, and I'm looking forward to learning who the new director is, and I'm sure that individual will continue to do a fantastic job on behalf of RAC. But let's keep pushing forward together on the bigger issues that a number of people who testified also raised, the question of inclusion, not just for the artists, but the public as well. Are there people that we're either structurally or historically or unintentionally excluding from participating in what arts and culture has to offer in our community? The second area, and I'll just make it second and third area and combine the two things because they're closely related, which is affordable housing and affordable art space. And while we didn't really talk about our housing strategy or the work that we're doing around affordable and workforce housing, that obviously is critical to this. And we saw that lesson from our friends down in San Francisco, that as the cost of housing swamped their supply at a much faster rate than what's happened even here in Portland, we saw that their arts and their culture and even their hospitality, their restaurant culture, their culinary culture, all of those things came under significant stress as a result of the housing crisis they experienced there. And that's one of the reasons we're approaching it so broadly and with such a sense of urgency. So I think there's other ways we can work together beyond sort of the traditional confines of the Regional Arts and Culture Council. But without further ado, I just want to say I support the report, and I thank you for doing that. Commissioner Udaly, thank you for orchestrating what I thought was really a terrific and enjoyable event today.
Udaly.
Well, I am somewhat regretting my request to go last right about now, because my colleagues have said so much of what I intended to say, but I do think it's important for everyone to hear them from me and not just second what's already been said. So first, I want to thank all of the panelists this afternoon. I want to thank our interim director, Jeff Hawthorne, our outgoing chair, Mike Golub, our incoming chair, Linda McGady. I'd also like to acknowledge Linda's work with Angela Holt and their leadership on co-chairing our search committee for the new executive director. I can't wait to find out who is selected. And I want to say that even in this interim period, which can often bring instability and inaction, RAC has been doing excellent work under the direction of Jeff Hawthorne, and he and the entire staff and board deserve credit for that. So can we give them a round of applause? My final thanks go to my colleague, Commissioner Fish, for his advocacy and leadership as the previous Arts Commissioner, and I look forward to continuing your excellent work and to our continued partnership in celebrating and supporting the arts in Portland. I'd say the baton has officially been passed now. So, from Dead Moon Night to George Thorne Day to the Nat Turner Project book release to the Churgle Chin Tuvan Throat Singers, I bet you're sorry you guys missed that. It actually was one of the most incredible things I've ever seen in this building. My office has produced numerous events to highlight and celebrate our diverse arts community and welcome the public into City Hall. My newly named arts liaison, Pollyanne Faith Burge, who's with us here today, and... fans in this room, I see, and my executive assistant, Robin Mullins, are both longstanding contributors to the Portland arts community, and they've been instrumental in producing these events. I want to thank them for their dedication and enthusiasm. They are a dream team, and I'm so grateful they're both here with me to make the most of this new opportunity. It's an honor to now be entrusted with our city's arts portfolio. The arts have always been an essential part of my life, and I'm genuinely excited to take on this role. In these particularly turbulent times, the role of art and artists is critical. Art is not just an outlet for creative self-expression, but an opportunity to learn and deepen understanding and connections, as well as a vehicle for social change. But we know that not all artists have the same opportunities and advantages. This report shows that RAC's commitment to equity has expanded whose voices get heard, and I appreciate their thoughtful and equity-focused distribution of resources. I also, as a side note, want to say that I do agree with a focus on racial equity, because if we're achieving racial equity, we are achieving other types of equity by default. But I also want to note that disability inclusion will not be captured through racial equity, as we heard in the presentation today, and as I personally know, people with disabilities, artists with disabilities, arts connoisseurs with disabilities have some unique needs and challenges that aren't being well met and aren't currently entirely understood. So I just want to encourage that focus as well. And I know that OEHR and Civic Life are ready to aid and abet that process. I'm also thankful to the auditor's office. I'm a little bit of an auditor fangirl. For the RAC audit, I try to embrace every audit of bureaus in my portfolio. Some are more painful than others. I'm in general agreement with the conclusions. I'm pleased with the progress both the city and RAC has made towards addressing many of the issues that were flagged, and I look forward to continuing this vital work. But I do want to raise one issue as a point of clarity. It came up today, and I think it's important to highlight. RAC spends 11% of its budget on what would be considered overhead or internal expenses, not 33% as suggested in the report. That 33% included service delivery, which is shouldn't have been included. This is an important distinction, and it's evidence that RAC is, in fact, spending our public dollars wisely, even without clear directives from council, also noted in the audit. So I'm looking forward to working with RAC, with the community, and with my colleagues on better defining our goals and priorities moving forward. I also want to acknowledge the public for their support of the Arts Education and Access Fund, aka the Arts Tax, as well as their frustration. We hear you. The city needs to do a better job explaining the purpose of the tax, sharing the outcomes, and making it as easy as possible to pay. I also agree that ideally it would not be a regressive tax, and strongly feel that we should not be burdening households who are already struggling to keep a roof over their heads with an additional tax. So all of these efforts are underway, and I look forward to many vigorous debates about it. I'm particularly excited by the potential of our new partnership with SpaceFinder, which will allow RAC to create a much-needed map and inventory of created spaces, a critical component of our arts affordability strategy. This is a conversation that I've been involved in for at least a decade, and it is an issue that's personally impacted my life as a person who spent more than two decades working in the arts and culture field. Similarly to focusing on racial equity, I think if we focus on arts affordability and we achieve this shared vision of an environment in which arts and culture flourish and prosper, that everyone will flourish and prosper. So I'm going to stick this on my bulletin board. It's an exciting time to take over this portfolio. I'm thrilled to work with RAC and their soon-to-be-announced new executive director, as well as the Arts Access Education Fund, Portland 5 Centers for the Arts, and our creative laureate, Suba Ganesan, to propel Portland's arts policy into the future and protect, develop, and grow our arts and culture landscape. Thank you again, everyone. I vote aye.
The report is adopted, and we are adjourned.